It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it, we get into our second hour of the show. Kevin Wheeler's going to join us in about a half hour or so. We'll talk, it's our weekly conversation, looking back at the week that was in baseball. So he'll be with us in just a bit. And then in about 10 minutes or so, we are going to talk with Dan Kaplan. He's a sports business writer, has been covering the bankruptcy proceedings for Diamond Sports, the parent company of what is now FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. And moving forward, looks like everything is going to be full go for them, which is really an incredible business story. And we'll talk with Kaplan about that coming up later on. It's not a great college football weekend. You know, we've had really good weekend after really good weekend after really good weekend over the last few. And it just there's one really big game this weekend. It's in the SEC. Number 7 Tennessee goes to number 12 Georgia. And Georgia is about a touchdown and a field goal favorite against Tennessee, favored by 9.5. If Georgia loses this game, which they probably won't, but if Georgia loses this game, this pretty much eliminates them from college football playoff contention, you would think. 3 losses, all coming in conference play. Where Tennessee, they can probably survive a loss, especially if it's a close game. They've only lost once this year. So if you're SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, probably deep down inside, you're rooting for Georgia in this game because you want to get as many teams from the SEC into the college football playoff. And Georgia's a team that you would feel like deserves to be in there. Like I think Georgia's one of the at best one of the 6 or 7 best teams in the nation. At worst, where they're at right now at number 12 is probably appropriate. But that's really the only huge game this weekend from a national standpoint. From a local standpoint, a couple interesting games are going to be taking place. Missouri and South Carolina. These two teams are right next to each other in the rankings. Missouri 23, South Carolina 21. Missouri actually has more wins than South Carolina overall, 7-2 versus 6-3. But South Carolina is a 14-point favorite, and I think that's right. I don't think Missouri wins this game, even if they had Brady Cook. I don't think they win this game. But I'll say this about Missouri. It feels like every year, and maybe this is just a feeling and it's not really true, but it feels like every year they come up with a win that they're not supposed to come up with. If this is that win, if Missouri finds a way to go to the other Columbia and beat South Carolina, they've got, at that point, they have a very legitimate chance of not losing another game in the regular season and putting together a 10-2 regular season, and who knows what else happens. Yeah, you know, I thought Bernie Miklas made an incredible point today when he was on with the Dave Glover show, that Eli Drinkwitz, by, you know, pushing forward the narrative that they're still alive for the college football playoff, is actually not good for the program, because if they don't make the college football playoff, Mizzou fans are going to feel like it was a disappointing season, where in reality, what Drinkwitz has done with this program, where they're sitting here getting 8, 9, 10 wins on every year basis, seemingly now, where they've won, 20 of their last 25 games, like doing all these things, which Missouri hasn't done for a while, playing at this level and doing it in the SEC. they can still have a really successful season, even if they're not a college football playoff team. And they are in all likelihood not a college football playoff team this year. But at the same time, that's not off the table quite yet. Depending on some other things happening in the SEC, there is still a pathway for Mizzou to get to the SEC championship game. That would take a lot of help for that to happen. But it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. And if you get to the SEC championship game, then at that point, everything else is potentially on the table. I also think it's a big weekend for Illinois. They host Michigan State. And the way I have viewed this Illinois season is it's been just an incredible success that until their last game against Minnesota, every game that they had played except for the Penn State game and except for the Oregon game were winnable games that they won. There are always winnable games that you lose, but winnable games that they won. And then they played Minnesota, and that was the first time this year that they had a winnable game that they didn't win. They lost a tight one at home, 25-17. I think just about no matter what, I guess barring Illinois not winning again this year, which seems incredibly unlikely. They've got a lot of all the games left on the schedule are winnable. So whether they get to 7 wins or 8 wins or 9 wins, whatever it looks like, it's going to be a very successful year for Illinois. All that being said, you want to have a good performance coming off that first winnable game that you didn't win, that you had against Minnesota, and they're going to match up against Michigan State at home coming up tomorrow. That's also their final home game of the year, so an opportunity to honor their seniors before they play at Rutgers and at Northwestern. So, interesting weekend for the local teams from a national standpoint. Again, you've got that Tennessee-Georgia game. Outside of that, I'm not overly enthused by any of the other games that are going to take place. I think, you know, there's some teams that I think need to be careful. I think Texas needs to be careful against Arkansas. I think Colorado needs to be careful against Utah. Is that about it? Notre Dame probably needs to be careful against Virginia. SMU needs to be careful against Boston College. Just some of these teams that are still in the running for a spot in the college football playoff and what they might match up against. But for the most part, there's one really good game on Saturday, and that's the Tennessee-Georgia game. And with all due respect to the other games that are going on, it's just not a great college football weekend. All right, when we come back, we are going to be joined by Daniel Kaplan. He is a sports business reporter. He has been all over what's been going on with the bankruptcy hearing for Diamond Sports Group, parent company of FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, and he is going to join us coming up in just a couple moments. Don't go anywhere. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. You know, we've spent the last 20 months talking about what it was going to look like watching Cardinals and Blues games moving forward. And after all of that, well, it turns out it's going to look for many people exactly the same, outside of the fact that Bally Sports Midwest is now FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. But over that 20 months, Diamond Sports Group, the parent company of what is now FanDuel Sports, went through a lot, and they were in the grave, and now they are going to at least have another opportunity to move forward, their bankruptcy plan being approved earlier this week. And with all that being said, we're very happy to welcome on one of the great sports business reporters out there. He is Daniel Kaplan. Daniel Kaplan, you follow him on Twitter, at Kaplan Sports Biz, B-I-Z. He was covering this for Awful Announcing, and he joins us right now. Dan, appreciate you taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I've not abandoned Twitter yet for Blue Sky, but maybe that's coming.
My Twitter followers are just dropping very quickly, so a lot of people are doing that here at the moment. But we'll see if I join them at some point or not. Look, this is what a really interesting and amazing story where so many people thought that these RSNs were going to be completely gone. They were working against Major League Baseball there for a while. The NBA and NHL at some point looked like they would be going off on their own thing. And, yeah, they don't have as many teams now as they did 2 years ago. But give credit where credit is due. The Diamond people found a way to come out of this.
They sure did. Back this time last year, they were putting together a wind-down plan to get through 2024 this season, this baseball season, and then wind down the operations. They turned that around around January of last year. They changed plans, and they've cut new distribution deals with the Comcast and Charters of the world. They have the new naming rights deal with FanDuel. It really is quite remarkable. And in baseball, at the last moment before the key hearing earlier this week, dropped its objections. And there's six teams now, Major League Baseball teams, that have FanDuel Sports Network ties.
Judge Chris Lopez was the one who oversaw this hearing, and you have a quote from him in your story. I encourage people to read that at awfulannouncing.com. But in his quote, he got a little bit emotional about it and talked about the jobs that were saved and how important it is that, you know, fans are able to go out and watch the teams that they love play. I really appreciated what he had to say, because this is a big deal. This is an important deal. And sometimes when you get into the non-sports world, people are very dismissive of the importance of sports. I appreciated what I saw from the judge in all this.
Well, I live in New York, and he made several cracks about the Yankees. So I have to, but no, you're right. He was a steady hand during this whole period of time, especially when it got contentious with Major League Baseball and Diamond. He really steered the ship, and a lot of times in these cases where sports goes before a judge, the judge is a real fan. And the judge in this case was a fan, and he saw, as he said, this is very important that fans get to see their sports teams. It's part of being American.
Part of the gamble here for Diamond is that they're going to be able to grow their streaming business. They gave projections on what they expect to draw in, and there's going to be a direct-to-consumer option where fans can just go direct to FanDuel Sports Network and get a streaming app to be able to watch it. And then the latest thing is, for those who have Amazon Prime Video, you're going to be able to subscribe to an add-on. Not clear what the price is going to be on that. Do you feel like the projections that Diamond have made on how much they can grow their subscriber base via streaming, does that seem like a legitimate number, or are they going to come up short of that and we're going to be in this exact same situation 3, 4, 5 years down the line?
Well, to take a quick step back to give the listeners the macro picture, they're projecting linear, that is traditional TV viewers on cable, will decline from about, I think it's 23 million to 16 million. And they're projecting digital, the app streamers, will rise from 500,000 at the end of this year to, I think it was 2.4 million by 2027. And now that underscores the secular decline of the traditional pay TV business as more and more people go to apps and things like Netflix, which is showing, the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson match tonight. So it's hard to say whether their projection of 2.4 million streamers by 2027 is accurate without knowing what they're going to charge people. Is it going to be $20-$30 a month? Is it going to be $50-$60 a month? The thing that's going on as the pay TV system has collapsed, a lot of these teams that are sticking with the regional sports channels, well, it's good. They're taking a lot less money in rights fees than they did previously. So they're trying to make that up with streaming, but it's not going to fill the gap, and it's why teams like the Padres and the Cardinals have paid player budgets.
Cardinals only took a 23% cut, and gambling just got legalized in Missouri, so that's going to be a new revenue stream that's going to come to the Cardinals. It probably won't make up for the entire 23% cut, but as I sit here, I feel like the Cardinals only losing 23% in their TV deal. There's a lot of teams that are in a lot worse shape than that.
I know the teams that have gone with Major League Baseball producing the streams, they without the regional sports channel rights fee, they're down to a small fee from over the top, you know, the local channels and the streaming revenue. So the Padres, that's one of the reasons they got rid of Soto last year, was because of that. And so you'll have a number of teams in that boat. But yes, the Cardinals probably did as well as they could, but you know, when your revenue stream is going down 23% and not rising, it's a setback.
The number one question I've gotten about this, and I'm certainly not an expert, but it seems I get more people interested about the Amazon thing than anything else. Like there seems to be a resistance to the idea of downloading a streaming app and going straight with FanDuel. But when the Amazon part is brought in, where you can just buy it as an add-on to your Prime Video subscription that you already have, I've gotten so many people I've heard from seem very interested in that. Is there any type of timeline on when that's going to start to be implemented?
Well, they need to do it in the next few months, clearly. They'd want it before the preseason starts. So we're talking 2 or 3 month time frame. I'm not up to speed on all the technical issues involved, but this is a big deal. Donnan for years has been fighting with Major League Baseball over the digital rights of the teams. Even before the bankruptcy 20 months ago, this was a contentious issue between the teams and Major League Baseball. And the fact that these six teams now have digital rights granted to Donnan is a big deal. And whether it's through a FanDuel Sports Network app or through Amazon Prime, it's great news for viewers of the baseball team because they don't have to be beholden to a cable company or satellite company to watch the team.
Daniel Kaplan, he is a sports business writer, does a fantastic job doing it, at Kaplan Sports BIZ on Twitter. You can read his coverage of this exact story at awfulannouncing.com, where he did just a fantastic job covering it all. Daniel, thank you so much for taking some time with us this evening. Great work, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again in the future.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Very good. Daniel Kaplan joining us on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments. Yeah, I keep hearing from, like, I don't know what it is, but when people hear, you know, like you've got stuff on Roku, maybe you watch Netflix or Hulu or Apple TV, whatever, on your Roku, you can go download a FanDuel Sports Network app and you can subscribe direct to them to get the network. People seem to be resistant to that. But when they hear that it's going to be just an add-on to their old, yeah, because so many people are Amazon Prime subscribers where you get the Amazon Prime Video as part of it. And again, I hope it's a little bit less for the Amazon add-on as opposed to just subscribing directly through FanDuel. But either way, it seems to me that the Amazon part of this is something that a lot of people are very, very interested in. We will take a break. And when we return, we welcome in our good friend Kevin Wheeler. We'll talk back through the week that was in baseball and get to a few other things as well. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line. Don't go anywhere. Back with more in a moment right here on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. It is Friday, so our Friday tradition, at least we've turned it into a Friday tradition, is a weekly conversation with Kevin Wheeler. We are one half of the Gas House Gang.
That's right, 50%.
Yeah, there you go. And both of us will be joined by Bernie Miklas and Tom Ackerman coming up on Monday for our Cardinals Monday at 12 noon. Tonight it's myself and Bernie on the Gas House Gang. And Kevin Wheeler joining us, former host of Sports Open Line, now Total Information PM with me for a few minutes and Dave Glover show before that and all kinds of things. So
yeah, lots of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff going on. I feel like, you know, Gas House Gang, I feel like kind of gets more momentum on an everyday basis. It's fun. I don't know if people can relate to this. It's fun to like create something brand new.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing at the moment.
Yeah. So, you know, it's fun too now is that as we're getting to do this more, we've now done 2 weeks, you know, it's a lot less, okay, here's the stuff we have to do. And it's becoming more sometimes story time and we can get into experiences. Bernie's Mike Tyson story this week was the best. How Mike Tyson threatened to punch his nose through the back of his head during an interview. Like those are the things that we get to have time for by doing this every day over time. Right. But yeah, you know, we're going to have a lot. I mean, when there's Cardinals stuff like really starting to bubble, that's going to be our wheelhouse. We're going to be all over everything Cardinals. But yeah, we got room to pick on the Blues here and there, and we got some room for college football right now, or things like the Tyson-Paul fight, and eventually probably some NFL too, just depending on, you know, what's big and when it's big. But I would say that as soon as the hot stove really kicks in, Cardinals are going to probably be the vast majority of what we hit.
The Cardinals news of the week really came yesterday. Ryan Helsley, National League Reliever of the Year, also makes the All-Major League Baseball team. And it feels like there's a very good chance that that is going to be the final thing that he does as a Cardinal.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to do it, right? But then the alternative is taking risk. You know, if you trade him now in the offseason, you don't have to worry, will he get hurt? Will he have a 5 ERA? Now, he probably won't, right? I mean, he's too good for that.
Right.
But, you know, that doesn't mean if the shoulder doesn't start to bark or whatever. And then you get to the point at the end of the year. This is why closer is unique. Well, there are a lot of reasons why closer and reliever positions are unique. One is that they are more unpredictable than other things because they're based on small sample size outings, right? You could have one bad inning that jacks up your ERA for a month. Or 2 months, depending on how bad the inning is. But on top of that, you've got the injury factor. And on top of that, it's the salary scale. Okay. So like with a position player or a starting pitcher, the 1 year qualifying offer of $23 million is not a crazy overpay for a top of the rotation starter, whether it's a true ace or even a two or a three. That's not crazy. That's crazy for a closer.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody pays a closer $24 million. You can't take the risk. Now, would Helsley take it? Probably not, but maybe.
Maybe.
Because that's basically 2 years of salary for a lot of closers.
Yeah, I think he might.
You could. I mean, there's a legitimate argument. And by the way, but you don't want to take that risk.
It probably depends on his health.
Exactly right.
If he's got back-to-back healthy years, maybe you take that risk.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe he looks at it and says, I can get 55 or 60 guaranteed.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the point is, you're not many teams are going to make a qualifying offer on a closer. So that's not that it's not an option, but it's not an automatic option like it would be for a starting pitcher of high quality or a middle of the order bat or something like that. So it complicates it a little bit. And look, there's demand. There are a lot of good relievers available. And there are some guys who are closers that had good years. But there's not a player available, a reliever available that's better than Ryan Helsley or Devin Williams. Those are the two best, quote-unquote, available closers on the market. They're better than all the free agents.
Presley will be available. He's pretty good. He's not those guys, but he's pretty darn
good. Presley makes more than both of them, has a no-trade clause, and sucked last year.
I mean, he lost his job with no blame to him.
No,
he
was
coming off a great year.
But, I mean,
and
you still got to get people out.
Yeah.
And he did a little better later in the year. He got better in the last couple of months. But when I look at those guys, and he's older, by the way, than both of those guys by quite a bit, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say he's 33, 34, because he was a bit of a late bloomer for the Astros. So I would say those are the two guys that are the most valuable. Now, free agents are always preferable to contenders than trading young players for players. But, I mean, it's also that like, there are a lot of good teams that could use a guy like Helsley, so your market should be good now. But if the market stinks and you don't get what you want, you can wait.
And the fact there is another guy out there. I mean, I'm sure the Cardinals and the Brewers are going to be having the same conversations with the same teams.
Same teams. You wonder who's going to blink first,
yeah,
too.
That's going to be the – you know, it kind of reminds me of the year when – the Marlins sold off all their outfielders.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Cardinals and Brewers were obviously involved in that. The Cardinals were the Brewers were the team that blinked last. They got Yelich, and they probably got the best guy.
And that was, you know, it's funny, too, that move, that's the Marcelo Ozuna trade. And that's where, you know.
And Stanton was in that one too, right? Wasn't that?
Stanton was, I think, that same offseason.
Yeah.
Because the Cardinals wanted him and he said no.
Right.
And then they turned to Ozuna and Yelich. The Cardinals wanted Yelich, but the Marlins said, we're not trading Yelich right now. And then they turned to Ozuna. And that's the Sandy Alcantara deal. Sandy Alcantara and Zach Gallen both went in that deal to the Marlins. That deal, I think, is very symbolic of how things have gone for the Cardinals really since the passing of Oscar Tavares. Not that that caused it, but it's that they've constantly been chasing. They've constantly been chasing. And by chasing, I just mean chasing a goal. Right. Because they always want to be considered a contender. They always want to market themselves as we're trying to win this year. We're trying to win this year. That might have been a time where you thought, maybe we don't do this year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 years of Marcelo Ozuna isn't worth 6 years each of Alcantara and Gallen. Right. But because there's always that internal and external, but internal pressure to go out and win right now, you had to do it. You had to do it. I mean, like in that setting, you needed a middle of the order bat or you were not going to be a good offense. And there just wasn't much in free agency, if I remember correctly, in that offseason. There just wasn't a lot that would be a good fit. So you kind of painted yourself into that position. And that really is what's been happening that entire time. That's why you end up with, you know, $3, $10, or $12 million a year fifth starters in your rotation because you traded away two guys. Now, again, Alcantara was recovering from Tommy John last year. Not that he would have necessarily helped you, but think about how much he would have helped you in 2023.
100%.
How much he would have changed your year in 2022.
Yeah.
You know, think about what Zach Gallen would do. And who knows how they turn out? We never know. There's no time machine. We're never going to figure it out. But the point is that really that transition period of losing what could have been your next big offensive star. And Mo has acknowledged that really put them off balance, the Tavares death, because they had to scramble to replace that. They ended up trading Shelby Miller to get Jason Hayward. That actually worked out. That was fine. I mean, they didn't really need Shelby, and Shelby fell off shortly after that. He had a good year in Atlanta, if I remember correctly, and then it started to fall off after that when he got sent to Arizona. But Hayward was pretty good for the Cardinals, and then he left. And then that's when you have to start chasing. Okay, we need another bat. We need a corner outfielder. We don't have anybody ready. And, you know, if you had waited, I mean, think about this is what I love about this. This is almost like, you ever see I've never watched it, but the Marvel series, What If? It's an animated series. Like, what if all these superhero things had gone differently and they're exploring all the multiverse what ifs?
So very nerdy.
Right, very nerdy. I don't watch it. I just know it exists.
Yeah.
I'm nerdy about other things.
As am I. I'm not trying
to.
I'm not being judgmental towards the nerds of the world.
I'm the biggest nerd in a lot of ways. But what if you hadn't had to go on and go get Ozuna? You don't have him taking a spot. Maybe that opens a door where Rosarena actually gets a chance.
Yeah.
As opposed to ending up being traded because they didn't think there was room for him.
No.
You know, like, it doesn't mean it would have gone that way. It's just one of those things you start playing with in your head. And this is what they're trying to get away from. They're trying to get away from the chase. Because when you're chasing, you're always at a disadvantage. And going back to your point about Milwaukee and the Marlins, they weren't going crazy. They weren't chasing. They weren't like, you know what, we have to do this. They're like, no, we want to do this, but yeah, it's okay. We'll pass on Marcelo Ozuna. We're not really going there. And then it turns out that the patience benefited them, right? Because then a week later, it's like, oh yeah, now Yelich is available because Yelich went to the Marlins after they traded Stanton and Ozuna. He's like, get me out of here.
Right.
And then that's what opened the door on that.
And you get a National League MVP out of it.
Right, right. Yeah. So, again, think of it that way. What if the Cardinals had waited and said, no, we're not going to go for Marcelo Ozuna. And then they made the same trade for Christian Yelich. How different does that run look?
Very different. Incredibly different.
Yes, because he was Yelich was one of the best players in the game for those years.
Yep, absolutely. Totally. It's I think you're right, though, with the Oscar Tavares thing. This team has never fully recovered from that. I remember
that's a pretty big indictment, by the way.
It is, because that's a long time ago.
They have not developed a star from within the team.
That produced for the team.
Since Molina and Pujols.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to knock Matt Carpenter. That was a great player development story. He was an all-star. He was a legitimately strong player. That's not a star. I don't think anybody would have looked at Matt Carpenter even at his peak and said, that's a star. Now, it's an all-star, and that's a legitimate top-of-the-order run-producing player, right? He was really good.
But you never have the, is this guy a Hall of Famer conversation?
That's what I'm saying, right. And I know that those guys are hard to develop, but then look at how many of those guys the Atlanta Braves have put out in the last 5 to 10 years. You know, looking at Acuna and Albies and Riley and Harris and Strider. I mean, like, good Lord, you're going down this list and you're like, man, those are all homegrown guys. And they weren't picking number one.
Yeah.
They weren't picking in the top five. A lot of those are international signings. And that's another area where I think the Cardinals got to pick it up a little bit, too.
My Oscar Tavares story, he's playing AAA for Memphis, and I'm doing AAA baseball for the Rockies. And I did an on-field interview with him after the game because I would always do a star of the game type interview. And I knew at that moment, I'd always known that I wanted to work for KMOX one day. And I remember taking the audio from that interview, cutting it up, and emailing it to Tom Ackerman to see if maybe he might use it in the morning.
Right.
And I remember waking up and streaming KMOX from Colorado to hear it. And I did that for years. When I got to Milwaukee, when the Brewers and the Cardinals would play each other, if somebody from the Brewers said something that I thought was interesting to the Cardinals audience, I would send that audio to Tan. So I spent the better part of 15 years.
I played some of those clips.
Yeah. So that was my long play to get to KMOX. I would just send audio to Tom for him to use in the morning.
But it is a fascinating, you know, this is, again, part of where it looks like the Cardinals want to reset the approach. Right. Not so much that you don't want to spend. I know that people are focused on payroll and I understand it because you're lowering it from last year to this year. But that's not the issue now. The issue now is to get to the point where you're not chasing, to where you're making free agent decisions on your terms instead of, oh, my God, we have to do something. Right.
Yeah.
Where you're making free. You're like, wow, this is a really good opportunity. Or you're saying, man, we have this young guy. Let's lock him up like they did with Pujols. Like they did with Molina, like they did with Wainwright, where they didn't spend in the free agent market. They spent on their guys, Matt Holliday, you know, Paul Goldschmidt after they acquired him. They spend. They're just not trying to get into the bidding wars. They don't want to get out there because they don't think they can win against the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets. And that's when prices become artificially high as opposed to just really high and when you're giving people extensions.
Last thing for you, and I talk about this with Bernie today. If you look at the history of Cardinals closers, and let's move past like the 80s with Bruce Sutter and Todd Worrell, like from 90s on, list of guys who have had really good years at the closer position for the Cardinals include Trevor Rosenthal, Jason Isringhausen, Lee Smith, Ryan Franklin, Edward Rodriguez, Dennis Eckersley, Tom Hankey's in that group, Alex Reyes, Dave Veers, even Bud Norris, Ryan Franklin. There's been a really good run of closers. And now Helsley has the single season record for saves with the 49 he had this past year.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting for me to see if Helsley's done as a Cardinal, how will we reflect upon his time as a Cardinal, especially in comparing him to all those names that I just went over?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to be, he's going to be viewed as one of the best of that group, right? Outside of the guys like Sutter and Worrell. But it's also that list is really interesting because it also shows how often they've changed closers.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. That's a position.
Did I say Jason Mott? If I didn't say Jason Mott.
I think he's probably in a comparable place to Jason Mott.
Yeah.
Obviously, Mott, I think, will hold the higher place because he finished out a World Series.
Mm. Do we need to put Adam Wainwright on the list?
Yeah. He is a reliever there for a little bit. But yeah, he'll be in that conversation for one of the top four or five in the franchise's history.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have a ton of years of racking up a ton of saves.
But a bunch of guys that I listed
don't
have that either.
No, Jason Mott, kind of the same thing. Like he had a good run, but it wasn't like 8 years.
Right.
You know, and I think that it kind of shows you the volatility of the position, but also how being creative can get you that. The Cardinals didn't sign Ryan Franklin to make him a closer. They signed Ryan Franklin as a guy that could come in and compete for a back of the rotation spot and maybe be a long reliever. And they needed him in the pen more. And then eventually he worked his way toward the very back of the pen and did a good job closing for a little while.
Yeah.
Like that. So this, the Cardinals are the proof that you don't have to prioritize a big money closer or big name closer, that you can find a way to do it. They've just not been as well. I mean, I should say that because Brian Helsley wasn't a big acquisition. Ryan Helsley was a guy that was a starter that, you know, kind of, I don't know if he would have been a better starter down the road, but because he was not a super efficient guy, and at the time when they made the decision was not a big strike thrower, decided he's going to be better off in the pen where that 100 miles an hour plays.
That's Kevin Wheeler. I'm Matt Pauly. Thanks for stopping in.
You got it, buddy. Have a good weekend.
We've got the Gas House Gang tonight at 8 o'clock. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Welcome back in. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are starting to wrap things up again. Coming up when we get done, we've got the Gas House Gang. It's myself and Bernie Miklas. And then this evening at 9 o'clock, the Rachel Zimmerman Show. We always enjoy this half hour on Friday because we get Wheeler in for a little bit and then we get Rachel in. So it's like an extension of the Dave Glover Show here on Sports Open Line. Rachel Zimmerman does join us right now. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Matt.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm good. How was your, was this the first full week post-election?
Yes. Okay. Yes. This week feels so much shorter than last week.
Yeah.
It's nice, but I'm glad, you know, we're heading into the weekend now and just feeling good.
What do you have coming up on the show tonight?
Okay, so I'm going to talk to Mr. Blue Sky. They are an ELO tribute band, and they're doing a show at the Pageant on November 22nd. You can still get tickets if you go to the Pageant's website. They're going to perform Evil Woman on the show. A trio of musicians are performing that. It's so good, so please stick around and listen if you are an ELO fan. I'm also going to talk to Dr. Greg Hammer, and he's talking about like kind of the winter blues. Now that it's getting dark so early, like, why do we feel so depressed? Why do we feel so down in times like these? We kind of get some answers on that. And then I'm going to talk to Camille Brooks. She's with the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, and she tells us all about Winterfest going on down at Keener Plaza this year. So it's a fun show.
Lots of stuff. Is Mr. Blue Sky on Blue Sky? Isn't that the other social media platform?
That's a good question. You know, I didn't check. Let me look now. I have Blue Sky on my phone these days. I'm feeling very hip. I think I have one follower.
I have noticed on my Twitter, my followers are going down on an everyday basis, like significantly. And I can't tell you how many people I'm seeing saying, I'm done with Twitter. I'm going to go over to this other thing. I haven't done it. I don't have a lot of time. I only have so much. So I can't imagine adding another social media platform into my life right now.
I know. I only downloaded Blue Sky because there's like a comedian that I like that has an account there. I'm like, oh, okay, like I'll have this so I can check in every once in a while. And then I kind of forgot that I did it. But yeah, I'm having the same thing. I'm losing Twitter followers by the day. I'm just like, oh, that stinks.
Did I do something?
Yeah, I'm dipping below my number that I like to stay at. This is not fun.
Yeah. So the being down, when the weather gets like this, like it's been a little rainy the last couple of days and then gets dark, I lose energy. I don't know if that's a normal thing, but I lose energy.
It is normal. And Dr. Hammer explains this because like we're not getting the vitamin D that we normally get because we're not outside as much because it's cold and it's dark. And, you know, it's just it's very normal to feel this way. That was the most comforting thing from my conversation with him was like, look, if you feel like this, look, there reaches a point where you should seek professional help. If you're having a hard time carrying on with your life, that's a totally different thing. But the winter blues, everybody feels this way and you're good if you're feeling that way.
It feels like it just happened this year. I feel like 2 weeks ago we were still kind of in nice weather and now all of a sudden, not that it's gloom and doom, but it's closer to that than the other.
Yeah, it's a little jarring. It's like, all right, I want the summer back. I want baseball back. I want all of that. But I mean, we just have to wait and get through the long, dark winter. But it'll be fine. We'll keep each other company.
You guys want baseball back because you get short days during baseball season.
That helps.
It's fun. We have opposite. So during baseball season, that's when my schedule is just beyond crazy.
Yeah.
And during non-baseball season, I'm done at 8 or maybe I'm done earlier for running an NFL game or Billikens. So we are opposite. I get the short days during non-baseball season and you get it during baseball season.
Yeah, I realized that as soon as I said it. I'm like, I want baseball back. And I know Matt does, but does he really? Because it is a crazy schedule for you.
I'll go to the winter meetings here in just a few weeks.
Oh, cool.
And those are a few days long. But then I go down to spring training and I'm there for about a month. I've got a 5-month-old at home.
Yeah.
Like I love this job. I love going down to spring training. Nobody feels bad for me, but I am like the home portion of this. I am a little bit concerned how tough it is going to be for my wife handling two kids, including what's going to be an 8-month-old while I'm down there for a month.
Yeah, that's
going to
be tough.
Yeah. Such is life. I knew what I was getting into when I made all decisions that led to all of those things. So, well, Rachel, show is tonight at 9 o'clock. If people aren't up that late, I know there's a podcast. Do you have any replays this weekend? Or
I don't think I have any replays this weekend. So tonight's the night to catch it, and it is up on the podcast already. So you can check it out right after this if you want.
Awesome, very good.
But you probably want to listen to the Gas House. Yeah,
of course, you want to listen to the Gas House Gang. But yeah, Rachel Zimmerman show is available in podcast form. Rachel, good to see you as always.
Good to see you too, Matt.
That's Rachel Zimmerman. And that's going to do it for this edition of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. But don't go anywhere. The Gas House Gang, myself and Bernie Miklas, we're up with you for the next hour right here on KMOX.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.